You're listening to the RightStream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
Welcome to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. I am Lisa Tarvis, and my co-host is Daria Ann. Daria Ann, hello.
Hey, Lisa. Hi, everyone.
Welcome, everyone, to our new episode of Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss that airs every Thursday at 7 p.m. Tonight, we're going to be talking fantasy dating, which is pretty cool.
Ooh.
And it's actually a fantasy dating game and it's kind of thing. It's really very cool. So we've been so serious with topics and we're trying to, maybe have something a little more fun, you know, tonight. And that's kind of what we're doing. Everybody, the chat room is open. Please join us. If you're listening, join us in the chat room. You can find it on I know. It's just Daria and I all by ourselves, and we've said everything we have to say. There's nothing left. We need some people in the chat room. Anyway, so it's at the bottom of the page. If you're on the Blog Talk page, it's at the bottom of the page. You should be able to find, get access to the chat room from there. Also, call in with questions if you have any questions. The number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. If you have a question, press 1. If you just want to hang and listen, you can do it with that number as well. If you're not listening from your computer or a phone, you can listen. You can actually call in, dial in, and listen that way too through that number. So we are the Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is part of the RightStream Radio Network. We have 6 shows a week on right now. I kick it off every Sunday with Just Believe at 7 p.m. Monday we have Military Monday with John D. Gresham at 1 p.m. And then Tuesday, Daria's show is RightStream Tuesdays, and she airs at 1 p.m. Wednesdays, we're going to be starting SEO strategies with Snapperhead on Wednesdays, not sure what time yet. Thursday, of course, is this show, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, with myself and Daria Ann, and we're on 7, obviously. And then Fridays, we have the Speculative Fiction Cantina with S. Evan Townsend, and he airs 6 p.m. All those times, by the way, are Eastern time, so you have to do the calculating to get to the to get to whatever time zone you happen to be listening to, but those are East Coast time zones. So, that's what we've got going on the RightStream Network. We've got a busy lineup now and some really great shows, some shows that are really taking off, and we feel very blessed with all of our hosts and guests and everybody that's part of the network. We're really having a good time and putting out some great information in a lot of different areas, a lot of different genres. So, I just want to, we're going to talk about our guest tonight, Suzanne Casamento, I think is how you say her name, and I should have asked her that, but I'm pretty sure. She developed, I'm just going to read her bio as is because I think that'll make it a little easier for everyone to understand. Has the internet dating scene become a chore? Are you tired of being hurt after yet another promising relationship fails? Don't despair. The fantasy dating game is here. Founded by Suzanne Casamento, shortly after going crazy following her 30th birthday, the fantasy dating game is a unique, innovative way to rebuild your confidence and stop the self-defeating whining and questioning. After all, when you stop asking, what's wrong with me, and start appreciating your own self-worth, you'll stop attracting guys with something wrong with them and start attracting guys worthy of your time and attention. And that's the name of the Suzanne's show, basically, or her website, right? Fantasy dating game. Thank you. fantasy dating
yeah,
game.
I wrote that promo, and I obviously I pulled the information from Suzanne's site. So I just thought it was so clever, this whole concept that she created.
Yeah, and Dari and I talking before the show, it's so cool to talk to somebody who thinks outside the box. And I mean, this is just an outside the box thinker. I mean, it just is. It's different. It's unusual, but it's so cool, you know. She didn't wait around for somebody else to do it. She came up with it and made it happen. And the website's fantasydatinggame.com. Where you can find out more about her. But instead of talking about her, let's talk to her and bring her on the air. Hi, Suzanne. Yeah, hi, Suzanne.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me. How are you two?
We're doing great. We're so excited about this because it's just such a cool idea and such a really... You know, I mean, your website is really, I'm like weird with websites. I love simple, easy to navigate websites, not too busy, just but fun and clean. And yours is that, you know, and you right away you can, you have your player login on the right and your fantasy dating blog on the left, which is really cool. So I love the site. I love the concept, and I'm really excited to talk to you about this. Let's kick it off with just asking you the basic, what the heck is fantasy dating? What is it?
Sure. First of all, I'm loving the compliments, so thank you so much. I'm feeling like, wow, I should talk to these girls every night.
Good for your ego, right?
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your enthusiasm for fantasy dating and for the site. That said, fantasy dating is a play on other fantasy sports. So some people are not familiar. So fantasy sport, basically, people get together and they create leagues and they set stakes and they compete against each other to earn points. But when you fantasy date, you earn the points by dating. So this isn't a game, you know, where it's like you have avatars and you're in a pretend world. No, you are actually in real life challenged to earn points by dating. So you earn them by exchanging numbers with someone, getting a text, getting a call, going on a date, and getting that, you know, hey, I had a great time, text or call after the date. So the whole idea is to take the dread out of dating and to turn it into like a fun competition, because the bottom line is if you're competing against your girlfriends for points, it is a lot less scary to talk to the guy in line next to you at Starbucks or at the car wash or at the cleaners. You know, suddenly it's like you have absolutely no fear because you want to win.
Yeah, that is so awesome. I mean, it's such a fun way to do it and to, you know, be keeping score of what you're doing. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, everybody that wears those Fitbits. You know, the Fitbit little watch-looking thing for the armband that you – or your wristband, and you know, count how many steps you've taken, and everybody's trying to – and then you can track it, like, on your and have friends and things on this app that you use. And I have so many friends. I don't use it. I bought my husband one for Christmas, but there are all these friends of mine that are saying, oh, I gotta get more steps in so I can beat my friend so-and-so because she got 11,000 steps in today, or you know what I mean? And it's just funny. And this is the same sort of thing, only it's obviously a little different. So who's playing this game? Who can play the game?
Well, anyone who is single and 18 or older can play the game. And, I mean, strangely enough, there are people playing all over the world. It's amazing to me that the whole concept is actually translated into other languages and other countries. So that was, like, really cool. when I got my first player from France, I thought, what is going on? You know?
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it sort of demonstrates the need for a fun way to date.
Yeah.
How does fantasy dating work exactly?
Well, so it works sort of like what I mentioned earlier. So you earn 1 point when you exchange numbers with someone, 2 when you get a text, 3 when you get a call, 6 when you go on a date, and then an extra point for the field goal, if you will, when someone contacts you to say what a great time you had on the date. So the site itself is really a forum for the points that you score. So it's much like a fantasy football site or a fantasy baseball site where, you know, you log on and it's free to join, and you set up a player page, and then if you are a league organizer, you would set up a league page. And on those pages, there's scoreboards. So, like, I have my own personal scoreboard. Then there's my league scoreboard. And so what's great about the league scoreboard is you can actually see how you stack up against your league mates and your competition. And so, you know, it's a great way to see where other people are really maximizing their game and, you know, where you might need a little bit of improvement. Like, maybe you're great at exchanging numbers, but maybe you're not so great on going the actual date. So,
are people only meeting, like, do you have to meet in person, or can you also be using an online dating site to play this game?
Oh, yeah, we want you to use your tools. So, yes. Online date, speed date, go on that blind date your Aunt Martha wants you to go on. Do whatever you have to do. Just get off the couch and start dating.
That's so funny. That's so great.
Like, these people are on the honor system, because I know you mentioned, you know, they have to be single, they have to be 18. But even in terms of, say, the activities they're doing, are they on the honor system? Like, if I said, oh, you know what, yeah, I went out on this date and it was awesome, give me my points. Like, is there a way to track that, or is everybody sort of on the honor system?
There is an honor system. And, in fact, when you sign up, you actually sign an honor code. And the honor code is, I mean, it's really simple. It just says that, you know, each player agrees to be honest, to never post points they didn't earn, to pursue prospects that they're truly attracted to, because God forbid somebody gets hurt, you know. I mean, if someone were to attempt to jack up their points, you know, other people could be casualties in the way, and that's not cool. Cheer on my fellow league mates and be a good sport. And so we don't track, you know, I mean, we don't, you know, obviously we're not going to hunt down all the players and ask them if they're telling the truth or not. But the bottom line is, if someone goes out on a Saturday night and then posts 43 points that night, their league mates are going to know. And so, you know, it's up to the leagues to decide, you know, if they want to kick someone out of the league or if they think that they're not doing something appropriate. But the bottom line is, we haven't had any instances of people cheating, because this game only works if you work it. So
right.
if your goal is to find love, and you're not going to find it by posting 43 fake points, you know. So it hasn't been a problem, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. How'd you come up with this idea? Where did it come from?
Well,
tell us the story that there has to be a story in that bio saying that you lost your mind when you turned 30 or whatever.
Yeah, I love that you included that.
That's Daria for you. Daria's our professional writer. She's going to pull out the good stuff and get it out there. That was pretty funny.
She did a great job. That's like the best write-up anyone's ever done. So. Thank you. So around 30, I went a little crazy, which I think really happens to a lot of women. I sort of went through this period of watching everyone around me getting married and having babies, and I kept thinking, you know, well, what's wrong with me, and why doesn't anyone want to marry me, and why doesn't anyone want to have a baby with me, and, you know, I've never wanted to have a baby in my life, so I don't even know why I was, like, worried about it. I was just, it was just, like, craziness. It was, I seriously went crazy. And so after that, I made a lot of bad choices. I chose a lot of bad guys, not bad, but just not great guys. I made the wrong choices. So I dated, you know, I kind of became this serial dater with, like, you know, guys who were sort of quote unquote good enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that.
You too, huh?
Yeah. I'll set up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's a tough rut to get out of, and that's also sort of an interesting situation, because I think in hindsight and through lots of therapy, I'm now aware that that part of that was sort of going out with guys who were good enough was sort of a strategy to to make sure they weren't going to leave me, Like, I'm so awesome, that guy's never going to dump me, And then it's like, oh, he dumped me. So it doesn't work. It never works. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off track.
You don't, actually. That's exactly where we were headed with the question, is what in the world went on? Where did it come from? And, how did you lose your mind? And I get that. At 30 years old, by 30 years old, you think you're gonna be married, you think you're gonna have kids, and if you're not, you start wondering what's wrong with me. That's exactly right. Everything you're saying is exactly right.
Thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel so much better. So then a few years ago, and towards my late 30s, I actually ended up losing a job, and then I lost my home, and then God bless my friend, who gave me a job in a pub, waiting tables, and he also gave me his extra bedroom, and so I started, I was feeling horrible. I mean, I'd lost everything. It was an awful, dismal time, and I was working in this pub, and every weekend my girlfriends would come in. So they'd come and they'd sit at the same table and huddle over the same Chardonnay, and and every weekend I heard the same thing. There are no good guys in LA, and I'm never going to meet anyone. And and I was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And so my response was, there are 9 million people in LA. I mean, some of them have to be good guys. What are you telling yourselves? You're insane. So finally, I said, it's not that difficult. Just walk up, say hi, smile, And the response was like, well, we can't do that. And I said, well, yes, you can. And I said, well, what if I dared you? And right then, it was like the light bulb, lit over my head. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what if I dared them? And that's when I had the idea. It just came to me. It was like, how can I create some kind of competition? Because most of my girlfriends are pretty darn competitive, and so I challenged them to earn points by dating, compete against each other, and in 10 weeks, they went on more dates than they had gone on in the previous 2 years.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to just say one thing. I think we might be twins separated at birth, because I can relate to so much of your story. It's pretty wild.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, including the dismal time and loss of job and all of it. So.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's amazing. Wow! What are the chances? That's amazing. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it's better now. But
yeah, I think it's better. Yes, thankfully, and I'm glad for you too. So, it's such a great. I just love this whole concept. So, and I love when those ideas, those aha moments, happen like that. So, I know you told us about the successes your girlfriends had. Can you share another success story, one of your favorite ones, since starting the site?
Sure. Well, actually, one of those girls, those original girls that first summer, she actually met her husband. And so she was at that same pub, and they kept saying, we're never going to meet anyone here. And every single one of us, all five of us, met a guy at that pub. As soon as they just changed the story they were telling themselves, they had success. It was amazing. So one of my girlfriends spotted her now husband, walked up and offered to buy him a drink, which he loved, thought it was a total turn on. They are now married and they have twins. I know it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when I realized, oh, wait a minute, I should do something with this. So then I actually, figured out how to build the website and put it all into action. And since then, I had another marriage. So I mentioned foreign countries before. There was a league of women from Sweden, the Blonde and Strong League, and one of them wrote in and told me that she, because of fantasy dating, she had gained all of this confidence and she was actually comfortable flirting, and if she hadn't played the game, she never would have met her husband. So that, like, made my heart melt.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it feels good to know that, wow, this is actually working for people. You know, if it wasn't for this, there are certain people that might not ever have met. You know, that's really cool. So,
no, it's amazing.
Yeah, so what's the difference between, you know, the fantasydatinggame.com thing and, like, Match.com or one of the, or I don't even know what's out there anymore. I'm married and all that crap, so I don't get to date. It's a rule my husband has. I had to give up dating when we got married. I know, he's so hard to live with, really. Yeah, I mean, seriously, just impossible.
Oh, what a buzzkill.
Right? Anyway, so I don't really know the websites that are out there anymore for dating, except when, you know, a friend or a client or something will tell me, hey, this is, you know, I'm on such and such, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And then they explain it's some dating site. So anyway, how is this different? I mean, obviously the point thing, but what else is going on?
Sure. Well, really, most online dating sites have some sort of profiles that you can scroll, either, you know, you might swipe left or right with Tinder or, you know, but they're usually selling you someone. So, you know, the idea would be that you'd go on the site and you would scroll through profiles and see pictures and really, you know, choose people who you want to date. And those sites can be absolutely awesome. So, but that's generally what most online dating sites do. I mean, some of them will have a twist. You know, there's some that actually where women will vouch for their guy friends, and then so other women have more of or feel more comfortable approaching those guys knowing that another woman has vouched for them. You know, so some of them have great twists like that, which I think are so cool. But fantasy dating really is just a forum for posting the points and cheering each other on or talking smack, depending on your personality type. And really, you play the game everywhere you go. So it's not, you know, there aren't any profiles where you scroll and see if you'd like to, you know, go out with someone. It's really more about posting your points. But again, you know, if you want to use online dating or speed dating or anything, like, you get the same amount of points for whatever tools you use, whether you meet the guy at, you know, the grocery store or you meet the guy on Match.com, you still get the same amount of points.
When I was single, I did online dating. I did online dating when online dating wasn't cool. You know, it was like before it was like, yeah, it was before it was acceptable and you know, just people would lie about how they met because nobody wanted to admit that they met online, you know, online and stuff like that. It was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I was never really embarrassed by it, but a lot of people were.
Good.
And so I remember those, you know, it was fun. It was great for an ego boost. You know what I mean? But I know that they've changed. They've changed, and I think a lot of it is because there's so much competition out there. You know, there's so much competition between, you know, for, you know, however many people happen to be available and looking in this. And then you get people that are, one of the things that drive me crazy is I'll have clients coming in, they're like, what do you think is going to happen with this relationship that I'm in? And I'm like, this person, I mean, I'll find out the person lives on another continent, for God's sakes, you know? And I'm like, obviously you met online. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, why were you even looking for someone anywhere in the world? Why would you not, like, narrow it down to, like, somebody you can actually possibly see once, you know? Like, meet once. Even just once would be good. You know, because I got to tell you, until you spend time in the person's face, in the, you know, sharing the same air that they're sharing, until your energy and their energy is connecting, you don't have any idea whether or not you're a great match or not. You just don't know until you actually meet. So that leads
you're
me up
right.
to, that leads me up to how is this working? Like, because of the fact, I guess this works better, I would think, than some of the online sites, because of the fact that you are just, you know, it's actual going on a date, gets you the most points. I don't know. I haven't been able to sign up, but I'm assuming that, you know, that it does. So I would think that would make it more popular, that this is somebody that you could meet, that you could actually meet in person, and you have a shot at a relationship because you're not on different continents or on different sides of the country or whatever, you know?
Sure. I mean, I'd like to think, yes, absolutely, that you have a better shot at it. I mean, it just even what you just said about breathing the same air and about energy, you know, sometimes people will meet someone online in the same city, arrange to go on a date, and then realize, oh, no, this isn't happening. When you actually make a goal of paying attention to everyone around you and talking to people and smiling and making eye contact, you know, you half the battle right there is just even taking in someone's energy and seeing if you're a good match, if you like their body language, their tone of voice. I mean, all of those things. So
yeah,
it definitely does give you an edge that way.
Yeah, I would think so. I think that would be a big deal. I don't like I said. I'm just talking, you know, what it was like. You know, I don't. Well, God, it's been single, and that I would do this stuff, and I mean, it just seems like I don't know. This would definitely be something I would have done if I were allowed, if my husband would permit me, which he will not. Already asked, already tried before the show started. He said no. Anyway, so, you know, I would think that this would be something that I would be totally into, because you've got that competitive thing going on too. Daria, you should sign up right now.
Come on, join us.
Daria,
well,
don't be quiet.
Next question. What if you don't have single friends to play with?
That's a great question. So fantasy dating actually works as a bit of a friend finder, because if you don't have single friends to play with, and a lot of people, and I mean maybe even the majority of people, especially the ones who hit 30 and everyone's married and having babies, and you know, like I was, it's difficult to find people that you would be able to start a league with. So you can go onto the site and you can either use your zip code to locate people who are in your area, or you can play with a virtual league. There's no reason why, you know, Kelly in Arizona can't play with, you know, Jenny in South Carolina. But what's really cool is if you don't know each other, you can come out of the whole experience with some new friends, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's really great. That's another benefit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's true, and as you get older, like once you get into your late 20s and early 30s and later, you have less and less single friends, unless they become single again because of a divorce or whatever. You have less and less single friends, and so you feel like, how am I ever going to meet anyone, because my girlfriends can never go anywhere because they're, you know, they've got their little kids at home and stuff like that. So, I think that was a really great question. You know, and I think that's really, really cool that you have that kind of camaraderie. You're not, you know, even though you're competing, you need each other in a way. You know what I mean? So there's
definitely,
you know, it's cool. I mean, I think it's a really great way to meet people in general, not just love, like, relationships, but just people in general, you know, other people that are living your life kind of thing.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Daria, if you're ready. Let's go to a commercial break and come back and ask Suzanne. I'm so not done with her. This is so much fun. I love this. I love this whole thing. And I'm gonna while Daria's running commercials, I'm gonna go check out the website. And I'm gonna, you know, check out for, and hope my husband doesn't check out my browsing history. Anyway, we'll all be right back with more from Suzanne Casamento on the Fantasy Dating Game. You're listening to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on RightStream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, I'm Diane.
And this is Denise.
And we want to invite you to listen to the History Goes Bump podcast.
Ghost tours for the theater of the mind.
The History Goes Bump podcast. A show featuring a look at historic locations, people, and events with a twist. This history podcast is haunted. So grab your slippers, hot chocolate, flashlight, and maybe even that baseball bat, and join us.
You can find the show at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other various podcast catchers.
Check out the website at historygoesbump.com.
Keep it spooky.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to RightStream Radio Network for Just Believe, with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the RightStream Radio Network.
Welcome back to Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. We're talking with Suzanne Casamento. She has developed the Fantasy Dating Game, which is at fantasydatinggame.com. And I was just on it, looking around, and it looks like it's so much fun to play. I really, really, really am thinking about getting a divorce. I really am. Just so I can play. And, you know, the blog, there's so much great information on the blog. You know, who keeps up with that blog? Is everyone posting?
Well, I'm a writer, so I write a lot of it. And then I have a lot of guest bloggers, a lot of people I've met through this whole experience, a lot of dating coaches and all sorts of people. Write articles for the blog, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet it is. And I'm just going through it, and I'm some of the things, like I know that I lecture clients on relationship stuff all the time about, you know, everybody. I think the age of technology kind of works against you in dating these days, because of the fact that so much of what we do is now all through text. And a text can be taken, misconstrued so easily, you know, because you're not hearing the tone of the person's voice. You're not hearing, you don't know, are they serious? Are they joking? And this is somebody you're just getting to know, you know, so you're not able to really figure it out, you know. And I have more people that come in with issues. I'm like, would you pick up the damn phone and call the guy, for God's sakes? What are you doing? You know, it's silly, silliness. I think getting
you're
old.
You're absolutely right. No, there's no tone in texting, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I saw that there was a blog post, and what brought it to my mind was I saw this blog post that said what you should and should not text him. And hey, girls, no boob shots, okay? First of all, once you send, that shot, once you post that picture, trust me, he's sending it to all his friends, and then it's all over the world, and before you know it, your boobs are, you know, on Twitter and Facebook and all over the place, and that's not what you want. You know?
No, I agree. No boobs.
No boob shots. You don't send that stuff. I don't know why people do that, but again, maybe I'm just old. Maybe I've become old-fashioned. I was never old-fashioned before, but I may be there now.
I'm with you. I may be old-fashioned with you. No sexy shots.
Right.
Well, no, I definitely am. Well, that reminds me of a story, though. I just want to say this because I once knew a guy. It was a coworker a long time ago, and he was married, but we got on this conversation, and he said to me before he got married and he was out there dating, he was on a date with this woman, and they were out having dinner, and they just sat down, and all of a sudden she excuses herself, and she was in the bathroom for, the longest time, and he was thinking, did she stand me up? Where did she go? What's going on? She finally came back and handed him her phone, and she took pictures of herself in the bathroom. And he said to me, I knew right then, this was not the woman for me. I mean, a lot of, believe it or not, and I am old-fashioned. I'll admit it. I'm very traditional. I believe in respecting yourself and other people and not turning yourself into a piece of meat. And this guy was appalled. I mean, to his credit, he was appalled by that. So call me old-fashioned. I'll wear the title proudly. But I just can't see how that's – if you want a decent guy, he shouldn't be – if you're just getting to know him or you don't even know him and you're sending him pictures like that, he should be a little bit alarmed. Otherwise, he's definitely not worth dating.
Right.
Yeah, that is so not sexy. That's,
it really isn't. People think it is.
I mean,
you're leaving nothing to the imagination. You're not leaving anything to, you know, it's for the guy to, any goal for the guy to actually see this stuff live, you know?
Exactly. There's nothing
forward to. Right. They already know everything. You know, they already got it. And I don't know. It's just.
The guy doesn't even know what your favorite pizza topping is, and you're you haven't even talked about. I mean, in this case, you're right. It was a first date. I mean, you don't even know anything about the other person.
Pizza topping. I like that, the pizza topping. He doesn't know your pizza topping. That's so funny. I think that.
I don't know where I pulled that out of my head, but I'm not eating pizza right now. But anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So.
I haven't had pizza in a really long time. I miss pizza. Anyway, being a crybaby, I'm on a diet, and I'm like in hell. You know what it's like when you're on a diet. You miss everything. I keep saying I think my taste buds have died now, and I can't really taste anything anyway.
It's all
pretty sure they died. Yeah, how you said taste buds. Yeah, but you know, whatever. It's okay. I'm all right with it.
Suzanne, I want to ask you, though, because I'm looking at this one article, Why the Holiday Season is a Great Time to Start Dating. That's a very interesting concept, because most people have the opposite opinion about that.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. People make so many excuses. It becomes this thing. Oh, I'll start dating after the holidays. And then after the holidays, it becomes, oh, I'll do online dating after I lose 10 pounds.
And then
it becomes, you know, oh, I'm too busy at work right now, or I don't have enough money, you know. So basically, people use the excuse of, you know, I'm not going to date during the holidays. I'm going to wait until after the holidays, which is ridiculous because people actually, it's kind of counterintuitive. People get so lonely around the holidays that they actually, online dating sites actually see a big bump in membership. And so it's a great time to start dating because so many people, you know, they are thinking about who am I going to kiss under the mistletoe? And they are thinking about, wow, it'd be really nice to have someone to cuddle up with in front of this fire. You know, so it is a great time to start dating. And beyond that, there are people everywhere. You know, you go out to like a shopping center and I'm in SoCal, so I mean, it's really warm here, but we have all these outdoor shopping centers. They're packed. The restaurants are packed. There are shows going on. There are people everywhere. You know, I mean, it's such a great time to just be out and about because there are single people everywhere. The idea is to just talk to them because everyone needs to Christmas shop. So there are definitely going to be single guys or whoever you're looking for out and about. And not only that, there are so many holiday parties because going to a party is a great way to meet somebody. It's one of the best ways to meet someone, because if you go along with a friend to a party, so they're going to be introducing you to everybody, and it's going to be people you don't know. And so they're always such an excellent opportunity to meet someone or to meet someone who knows someone who might be good for you. And so the holidays are a great time to get to just be out there and meet people and smile and say hi.
Yeah. I would think, so, and for somebody who's shy, you know, that this is a great game for somebody who's shy to play, because I think when you're a little more, you know, of an introvert, it's kind of forcing you to come out a little bit, you know what I mean, to just, like, get yourself out there a little bit more than you naturally would. I mean, you watch TV shows and stuff, and, you know, like I said, I'll watch sometimes just the funny shows, you know, the sitcoms and things, and you'll see somebody and what goes on in their head when they're trying to work up the courage to say hello, you know, to start a conversation with somebody. And so that just, that just makes me think this would be a really good way, because you're getting a reward for doing it. You know, you're getting points for doing it. So it's kind of, I mean, I think that would be great for that, you know, that personality type, someone who's a little more, you know, a little more quiet, a little less, you know, if it's harder for them, you know, to talk to people.
Yes, I mean, exactly, and it is great. It is great for them because, like you said, there's reward. But you know, we really encourage the players to celebrate the little wins, because, you know, everything. If you are so shy that you can't even make eye contact with someone, well, the first time you do, it's a big deal. So, you know, that's a little win. Smiling and saying good morning to someone, having the guts to do that, and then actually having them smile and say good morning in return, that's an awesome win. So the whole idea is to really just challenge the players to take these tiny little steps, because with each tiny little step they take, they build confidence. And confidence is what's sexy, not cheesy pictures in the bathroom. You know?
Absolutely. I think that is 100% true. I think that some of the sexiest men I have known have been people that I was attracted to because of the way they carried themselves. You know, with that
yep,
self-confidence, and that, you know, that didn't matter. Maybe they weren't the best-looking person in the world, you know. Maybe it wasn't somebody with your jaw dropped, but there was something sexy just about the way they moved, because they felt confident, you know. And that's true,
yes,
the reverse,
yes.
You know. That's true for women, you know, the way our self-confidence is sexy to men, too. You know, I think for us, we walk a little bit more of a line with that, because I think you go from being self-confident to being judged as being maybe bitchy or unapproachable or intimidating, you know, something like that. So I think it's a finer line. I think it's a finer line for women, but I do think that it's definitely a very true statement how sexy self-confidence is.
Yep, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think people are born confident necessarily. I think it's you know, it's you make yourself that way. You have to feel that way about yourself, you know, and that's really the bottom line.
Sure. I mean, it's a muscle that you have to exercise, and you know, in the same vein, so is dating. You know, if you don't date, let's say you go like a year or two, like my girlfriends, who didn't go on a, I mean, one of them had not been on a date in 2 years when we started this competition. And if you get so far into a rut where you haven't been on a date in 2 years, when you go on that date, it's going to be like do or die, you know, you'll be like terrified. And so, because it's a huge deal. And so the more you date and the more you get used to actually exercising that muscle, just like the more you get used to taking these little chances and getting these little wins, the easier it's going to be. And it's not going to be such a big deal if, well, you know, I had a nice time, but I don't think he's a match for me. Okay, not a big deal. Next.
Exactly. Yeah, you just move on. You move on. And it's not, there's nothing wrong with it not working. There's nothing wrong with it, You know, with it being something that is just not for you. It doesn't mean the guy's a bad guy. It just means that he's not, doesn't work for you. One of the other things I saw on the blog, which is, I think, really cool, is that you're even talking about signs you are in an abusive relationship. And Darry and I, on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss a few weeks ago, we had on the Domestic Violence Center of Chester County, which is local for me. And, you know, and it is, it's a big deal. There are, especially with the teenagers and things, there's a lot going on with people who are in abusive relationships. And I just think it's really cool that the blog is supporting the people that are playing this game. Because I like that. Because they're saying, okay, why did he, you know, like one of the other posts, why did this guy just walk away? Why did he, where'd he go? Why'd he disappear? And, you know, so many women want to know that. Like, everything's going great. What the hell happened to this guy, you know? All
sure.
this stuff and the signs that, you know, you're, you can be in an abusive relationship without being hit. You know, you can be in an emotionally abusive relationship. And all this, I mean, you're supporting everybody that's playing this game so well through your blog posts and things. I just want to commend that because I think that that's so important.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's funny that you bring up the domestic abuse article. First of all, I'm so glad that you've actually covered the topic on the show and that you had a guest, you know, to really bring that to the forefront because it is, I mean, it's so pervasive. It's frightening. And I mentioned earlier that I'm a writer, and you mentioned teenagers. I actually wrote a young adult novel that is called Fingerprints, and it's based loosely on a situation that I was in as a teenager with an abusive boyfriend. And so, you know, I'm very conscious of that from my own personal experience. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, in the blog about, you know, that love shouldn't hurt. And so, and that, like you said, you know, abuse isn't just about physical abuse. It's about emotional abuse. So
yeah,
I'm with you on that one. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that people get very confused about what abuse actually is because they think it's getting punched in the face and regularly, and that's not it at all. The verbal stuff and the that just escalates from there. It just gets worse from, you know, just somebody being mean to you. You know, if they're mean to you, just don't be with them. And guess what?
Absolutely.
You're going to survive. You'll survive the breakup like we all do. You will survive. You do. You know, you just get through it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So what are your goals here for the site in general? How do you want it to affect the world, I guess, you know, the dating world?
Well, I'd really like it if people would put their phones away.
Yeah,
and actually look at each other. You know? Right? I mean, actually,
seriously.
Oh, it's incredible. Like, hold the door open for someone and smile and say thank you, you know. Our motto is that, there are good people everywhere, and the whole idea is to just put your phone away and actually make some eye contact and smile and say hello. So if we could make the world a friendlier place, that would be awesome, first of all. Obviously, the goal is to help as many people find love as possible. We've got some, you know, interesting projects going on. We do have a development deal for a reality show following a week of fantasy daters as they fantasy date. And so that's been sort of interesting, sort of just developing that whole show. And we're putting out a book soon, which is actually a workbook, which is filled with exercises and dares and all sorts of things that will help support the fantasy daters and other people. Even if you're not playing the game, it's a great resource for just really everything that we've spoken about, like just checking your energy and, you know, what are you putting out there and how what to text, what not to text, when to call, when not to call, you know, but also how to flirt and how to be subtle about it and, you know, what is sexy and what's not and things like that. But it's full of all sorts of activities and exercises, you know, because we really do believe that dating is an active muscle. You have to figure out how to exercise it properly. So
that's
exciting.
Yeah, that's actually really true, because it's like an emotional muscle or something. And I love that we're at a point in life when in the world basically that, you know, we can sit there and talk about energy, because, you know, that's one of my things. And it used to be, you know, when I talked about energy, everybody started rolling their eyes and thinking, oh God, here we go with a new age speech or something. But it's become really true, though, that people are really open to it, and they're starting to understand what that concept is of energy and how you're exchanging energy with somebody. And yes, there's an energy exchange. There's energy exchange in a phone conversation. I'm not convinced there's an energy exchange through texting at all. But there's definitely energy being exchanged in a face-to-face meeting, and I love that you said that, because it just proves that we're at a better point right now. You know, we're just at a better place right now where people are really starting to understand it, and that's good for me anyway. That's a good thing for me.
Oh, amen! I love what you're saying. I mean, I it's good for all of us. I mean, the more in tune we are with what we're putting out there, the better what we're putting out there will be, you know?
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I love the artwork on the site.
I do.
Oh, thank you.
From a stylistic point of view, it's fabulous. I just love it.
Oh, thank you. The fabulous, fabulous artist named Adrienne Saldivar did all the artwork. And, she's amazing.
Yeah, it really looks, it is really cute. It's a really great page. Everybody, you've got to visit this page, because even if you're not single, go to the page and check it out. Don't play the game if you're not single, because then you get in trouble, and that's not good. But, if you're single, play the game. But if you're not single, at least if you can at least visit the website. And it's really easy to remember, fantasydatinggame.com. And, you know, that's pretty easy to remember. And there's, if nothing else, you're going to learn stuff in the blogs. You know, just in your blog, you're going to learn so much about the opposite sex and, you know, what happens in a relationship. Even in marriages, some of these problems exist. You know, trust me. You know, so it does, you don't have to be single to get something out of the blog, in my opinion.
Well, thank you.
I love it. I do. I love the whole idea, and I'm so happy you were able to be on the show and talk to us about this. And we're going to keep promoting it, because we'll get a lot of our listeners are come in later. You know, they'll listen over the weekend or something like that. So, or later tonight or whatever. So they're going to be able to, you know, hear about this and for everybody that's single. And we're tweeting it and we're Facebooking it, and we've got it all over the place, as do you, the show. So everybody that's listening that's single, you got to go to fantasydatinggame.com and check it out, you know, and it just seems like it's fun. How many people do you have playing? Do you even know? Do you have a way of checking that?
We do have a way of checking that. We have a couple thousand signed
wow.
up. So, yeah,
that's
exciting.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a big number. That's bigger than I expected, because you haven't been doing this for that long, right?
We launched in
couple
in
years?
2012. So
yeah,
it
that's
has,
pretty,
has been a couple
that's
years.
Impressive.
I think
yeah,
so, too. I think that's a great number for 2 years. I mean, I really do. I think that's a really great number. And it's only going to get
Thank
bigger,
you.
And you know that. I mean, hopefully people are going on right now and signing up. And I would be if I could. And Daria will be. Right, Daria?
I have a feeling she's going to hound me until I do this.
Yes,
so.
I am. Yes, I would like,
yeah,
I would like to see.
I have a feeling you're right.
Yeah, I would like to see Daria in a happy relationship with a nice man who treats her very well and possibly is a millionaire. That's just saying. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
I'd get to see her more often.
You and my mother have the same goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would too. I'm in Florida, and the weather, you know, this is our great weather season starting now, so there's a lot of outdoor events going on. In fact, I went to one last weekend, which is kind of fun. They had live outdoor bands in downtown Melbourne, so Yeah,
that's awesome.
A lot of good stuff going on. Mm-hmm.
You could have earned. You
good,
could have earned
good. Well, put your phone away, smile, say hi. You'll
yeah,
be fine.
You could have earned points from that if you'd been playing already, Sharia.
I know. I got them out.
Yeah, I mean, hello, get on it.
I know.
Oh, yeah. She's getting hounded, no doubt.
All right, I'm saying it on the live on the air, Lisa. I will do fantasy dating, okay? So now it's going to be in the archive. It's been recorded. So you're going to have to hold me to that.
All right. Oh, don't worry. I will. No worry.
By the way, I'm going to have to bring you on my Write Stream Tuesday show since you are an author, because I interview authors on Tuesdays on the network. So we'll have to talk about that offline.
Awesome.
I would love to.
I love that.
Yeah, that's another great show that, and Daria's been doing her show the longest out of all the shows on the Write Stream Network. So, you know, I think it was called something else originally, but she's got such a great following on her show. That would be really good. That would be a great one to go on too. Absolutely.
Oh,
you guys all
I would
to
love
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for being on tonight. It was so much fun talking to you and learning about this fantasy dating game. Everybody, it's fantasydatinggame.com. Check it out. You're gonna love it. You really are. Just looking at the page makes you kind of smile. Just like when you go to the homepage, just with the cartoons. You know, the cartoon characters? Yeah, don't you think it's just so light and airy? And I don't know. I don't even know why I feel that way, but it's like... It just seems like fun right from the as soon as you hit the home button, you know, it's like really cool. So
I love that you feel that way.
It's just so like, oh my gosh, it just looks like fun from the word go, and not cheesy fun, like fun, like really fun. It looks like fun. I like it. So
yeah. So you know, Lisa's going to vicariously participate in this website through me. I think that's what's going to be happening
absolutely.
Here.
That's exactly what I want to do because, see, now I can kind of play by forcing Daria to do stuff that she doesn't want to do.
You can give her dares. You can I dare you to talk to three guys this week.
There you go. Oh, yes, I will.
To strike up a conversation with three strangers.
That's right. There's no reason you can't do that. I do that, and I'm not looking for a date. It's just my personality. I can't, like, go to the, you know, nail salon without having four conversations, four different people, you know? I mean, everything I do, it turns out I'm always initiating conversations. I don't know if you could tell that about me, but I do that.
It's not surprising.
No,
you're very vivacious.
Not shocking at all, I know. All right. Well, thank you again.
Before you go, wait.
Tell people
where they can find you on Twitter and on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Right. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can find us on Twitter at Fantasy Daters, and we're on Facebook at Fantasy Dating Game, and we're on Google+ at Fantasy Dating Game, and we're on Instagram at Fantasy Dating, and where else? YouTube, Fantasy Dating, all over the place. Which we're everywhere. So please, come check us out. We'd love it.
Well, I bet you everybody was. And I know you at least got one person to signing up tonight because it will be Daria. And I bet you a lot of our listeners will also find this so intriguing and so much fun that you're gonna seriously, this thing is gonna take off. You're gonna do so well with this. I just have a feeling it's just something. You know, once people start finding it, they're going to love it. They're just going to love it. It's just fun.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your enthusiasm.
Well, thank you
and
for
this was
being
super fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Good. I'm glad you had fun.
I loved it.
And I had so much fun, and I know Daria had fun, although she's going to yell at me, I think, when we get off the phone or when we get off the internet. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be feeling laser beams coming from Florida to Pennsylvania.
I would never yell at you, Lisa.
No. I'm doing it for your own good. It's for your future happiness.
I know. I get that. It's me, and I really appreciate that.
I kind of like to, you know, think, why shouldn't you be miserably married like the rest of us?
Well, thanks.
I think everybody should get married and experience what a joy and how much fun it is. It's just so much fun. Yeah. okay. So anyway, no. My husband
is awesome.
He's kidding,
everyone.
I am kidding. My husband is awesome. I love my husband, and I love being married. I would never not want to be married. I would never want to be single and dating again. That much I can tell you. I did way plenty of that in my day, and I'm pretty much content never having to do that again. But for those of you that are, make it fun. You know, make it fun. Go and you can do that by going to fantasydatinggame.com and signing up. I think it sounds like a blast. So thank you again, Suzanne, for being on. Everybody check out this website and visit her on Twitter and Facebook and all those other things she said that she's on. I mean, you guys are everywhere. So definitely we've got to have you back on, and hopefully, you know, 6 months from now, you have double that many, if not thousands, tens of thousands on the site. So I'm excited.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks
you
a lot for being on. Bye-bye.
I'll be in touch about Right Stream, too. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.
All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I really do love that. I mean, the whole concept, the whole idea, the whole, you know, I mean, the site itself, just so much fun. You know, just such a light and fun, and I don't know, the second you look at it, you're just thinking it's not cheesy at all. It's professionally done, and it just looks like, yeah, it just looks like, wow, how much fun with this band. Their tagline, by the way, is play the game of love, and then they also say fantasy dating is a revolutionary dating game designed to empower singles to take chances, build confidence, and find love. I mean, that says it all. That little line says it all. That's what it's about. So, anyway, let's just talk about our upcoming shows. This Sunday is the next. Well, tomorrow we have S. Evan Townsend on doing his show, Speculative Fiction Cantina. He's going to be on at 6 p.m. Eastern.
6 p.m. Yep.
Right. Yep. Saturday, we don't have a show on Saturdays just yet. We're working on that. Sundays is. What?
Go ahead. Sunday just for week. Yeah, I was just going to say that reminds me that we could put out a plug that we are looking for a Saturday host.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Let's see. We either want, well, we're open to suggestions, but Lisa and I were thinking that we would like either a show about paranormal investigations, so somebody that actually does. Paranormal investigations of homes and different places that are haunted, or a life coach slash, I guess, like career coach, success coach, somebody who's very well versed in that and has a good track record and a good following, or a health and wellness expert, someone that can talk about, you know, the good right foods to eat and different exercise methods that work for different people,
right,
and just sort of, you know, have fun. Now, those are the three that Lisa, you and I had thought of, but I know, you know, at this point, we haven't secured anyone for Saturday, so I guess we're open to other suggestions, right?
Yeah, I mean, really, there may be stuff we're not thinking about that's popular right now that we don't even know about, so absolutely, and go to rightstreamradio.com, and if you have an idea for a show that and you want to be a host, whatever, you can just go to our contact us link and send us an email. Dari and I will both get it, and we'll definitely look up, you know, talk about the idea and see what we can do with it. I think we're open to really pretty much anything. We just need somebody who's we just need a great concept and something people are going to be able to get something back from for the point that people to get listeners, obviously you we want to be able to help people, and that's the name of the game, I guess. And then, so who's on Right Stream Tuesday this week? I have Leo Brown, but I forgot to say it. Just Believe on Sunday at 7, Leo Brown, who was on before, and we all had so much fun with him. He's going to be doing live readings on the show this coming Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, me too. Tune in to Just Believe on Sunday for Leo Brown on my show. And then what's going on Right Stream Tuesday?
Well, let me just mention, and I don't even know who John has on Monday, but there will be a Military Monday show at 1 p.m. Eastern with John D. Gresham. And I'm not sure exactly who he has lined up this week, but he always has a great show. So please tune into that. And as soon as John sends me his show notes and gets his episode together, I'll be, you know, posting that on all the social media sites. And then on Rightstream Tuesday, I'm actually doing an author panel this week with Declan Finn, Sarah Hoyt, Marina Fontaine, Daniela Bova, and Tom Knighton. And these are all authors in, from one of my writing groups on Facebook. And we're going to be talking about like some different cultural memes that, are out there. And basically each one will get a chance to talk about their books and just sort of offer their opinion on pop culture type of thing. We're doing something a little different this week because I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. You know, it feels like sometimes I get stale, or not me so much, maybe the show gets a little stale. So I thought, you know, let's throw in a panel this week and get some new voices. A lot of these authors I've already interviewed about their books, and just thought it would be fun to get a few of us together and just, you know, kick around some topics. So that's what's going on Rightstream Tuesday.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And next week we're next week on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, everyone, we're going to be talking about going from bankrupt to wealthy. So you don't want to miss that show. I plan on being very attentive during that show. I know I'm on it, so it's
you
hard not to.
You need those.
Yeah, absolutely. That just sounds like something we could all learn something from. So yeah, that's next week, everyone, from bankrupt to wealthy. And anything else we've got going on that we need to talk about?
I think that, well, that's it for this week. But you know what? Even looking forward, we do have a Thanksgiving show on coming up on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss with author Maureen Miles-Bucci. Her book, A Snobby Girl's Guide to Dealing with Cancer, was released in September. It's doing very, very well. So she'll be joining us on Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to mention that because, my goodness, the month is flying by so quickly already.
I know. I cannot believe we're like 2 weeks out, or less than 2 weeks out for Thanksgiving. That just blows my mind, especially since I haven't even considered, you know, what I'm doing it for, you know, dinner. Well, I know what we're having for dinner, but, you know, who's having it? I bet you I am. I bet you it's at my house. It always is.
You're the lucky winner.
Yes, I'm always.
So you're having it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I should get points for that. Yeah. Anyway,
exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Really, I should. That's what I should have, that kind of game going on. Anyway, so you can find out more about me at lisatarvis.com. You can find me on Twitter at Lisa Tarvis. You can find me on Facebook under, guess what, Lisa Tarvis. And, you know, just Google Lisa Tarvis, and I will be obnoxiously all over the place. It's just the way it works. Daria, how about you?
My stuff, you can find me at dariadigiovanni.com. You can find me on Twitter at Daria Ann, that's D-A-R-I-A-A-N-N-E. My author page on Facebook is Daria Ann Author. You can also find our network pages. We have Rightstream Radio Network on Facebook, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, also on Facebook. And, you know, if you go to my blog, well, you can find all of my other places. I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on some other sites, Pinterest and Instagram, and way too many to keep up with at this point.
I know, right?
Mainly on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I find stuff on my Pinterest page all the time, and I'm like, I didn't put that there. How did that get there? I don't even understand the way Pinterest works. I really don't. I've got to learn it because I know it's popular, but I don't know how people are getting stuff on my. I have no power over my own page. I don't understand.
That's really weird.
I know.
People are sharing Pinterest. But you don't have an account at all in there, is what you're saying?
No, I have an account. I just thought that I can only post stuff to my account, and apparently anybody can post anything to my account. Like, they can pin stuff on my I guess I just don't understand the whole idea of Pinterest. I guess I don't understand how it works. We can talk about that offline, because I know you do, because you're the social media expert. So I got to figure that one out, because I know how popular it is. And I have an account, you know, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on, you know, I have Google+, all that stuff. I just don't understand how Pinterest works. So we'll talk about that. Anyway, everyone, thank you so very much for listening to this week's episode of Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. Don't forget to check out fantasydatinggame.com. And you, trust me, you will learn something from it. Even if you're not single, you'll learn something from it. There's a great information in the blog, and Suzanne is so awesome. And we were lucky to have her on the show tonight. So thanks everyone for listening. She really is. She's just a great person. Thanks everyone for listening, and we will be back next week. And you know, making everybody rich. That's what we're going to do next week. We're making everybody going to figure out how we go from having no money to having like too much money, so much money we just don't know where to spend it first. That's next week's show.
Looking forward to it. All right,
yeah,
everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.